Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
And you're very welcome back to Tip Today. Now, when next we meet, returns to the stunning grounds of Raheen House in Clonmel for the June Bank Holiday Weekend festivities. That's Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd of June. And joining me in the studio now to tell us more are the festival directors, Kay Tuig and Owen Halley. Good morning to you both.
Morning,
lovely to see you as well.
Hey, how are you doing?
I just can't believe it's a year. I mean,
I know.
Really?
Wild. I know, it's absolutely wild. Catching us off.
Is this year three, Kate?
Correct.
Is it?
Yeah, we're heading into our third year now.
Yeah, so tell me about, you're still keeping that boutique feel though, aren't you? That seems to be very important to you.
It is, absolutely. I suppose what we're doing is moving away from the commercial festival kind of template. So when you think festival, you might think Electric Picnic. That's absolutely not what we're doing. It's artist-led and it's for local music audiences and local artists specifically, with a wider reach, obviously, the national acts that we have playing as well. But even like feedback from our audience from the last few years is that's very important.
That's what they're looking for.
It's so special, you know. You've got, you're held by the grounds of Raheen House, and these stages pop up with incredible acts playing on them over the two nights, you know. So it's a unique
experience. It's a great idea, Owen, but is there a temptation to say, look, more people want to get involved in this and maybe if we went elsewhere or something we could expect? Is that a temptation?
I mean, maybe at some point down the line. Right now,
right,
I think
not right now.
Right now, the venue is so magical. It's special, and I think for the people going there and the bands coming in, it's something different that they don't really get, not only here but, you know, around the country too.
Yeah, I'm looking at the lineup for this year. I mean, it's rather special, isn't it? Do you want to tell people a little about it?
So we have a pretty stacked lineup this year. On Saturday the 1st, we've got Ye Vagabonds headlining with Susan O'Neill, and
it's a folky sort of a
Ye Vagabonds will be kind of folk music, and Susan O'Neill will be quite well known from touring with Mick Flannery, especially the album that they did together, which is called In the Game, but she's amazing in her own right. And then we've got a Tipperary raised Cormac Luby opening the main stage on the Saturday. And then on the Sunday, we've got Bellex One, who are just
fantastic
legends of the Irish scene, coming down to headline and to close out the whole festival. And before them, we have Rachel Lavelle, who's really exciting. She's an independent artist, Choice nominated. She's going to be supporting them, and also Tipperary raised Brian Dillon, aka The Line. And then we have the Hidden Gems stage. I mean, Kate, do you want to?
Yes. So we're very excited this morning to get the chance to announce the Hidden Gems stage lineup live with you, Fran, this morning.
Delighted.
So in previous years, we've had, our focus is promoting local artists, and it's specifically people writing original music, releasing original tracks and trying to get a footing on the music industry scene in Ireland. So we have previously in the last 2 years had a second stage. You could barely call it a stage. It's been an acoustic stage. We haven't been able to allow artists to play in their full band set. Setups, it has to be stripped back just to allow for what we were able to accommodate. Thankfully, this year we've got the support of Tipperary Museum and Tipperary Arts Office and Clonmel Credit Union. They've got behind our vision and are supporting us in putting on a fully fledged stage called the Hidden Gems Stage.
Wow.
So we'll be able to accommodate full bands, full setup, full rig under a lovely stretch tent. So we're forward planning for. It's going to be sunny, but just in case.
of course it is.
So the band.
So who's going to perform?
So on Saturday, June 1st, we have a new indie rock four-piece called MDR. They're a mix of Cork and Clonmel musicians, and they're moving really fast. They're new, but they've just done a headline show on Cypress Avenue. So they're opening the whole festival, essentially. No pressure to the lads. Then the Cedar Towns are playing after them.
Brilliant
which
band.
I mean,
I'd
say everybody listening here this morning knows about them. And then we have Briars, who are made up of two people from Carrick and Shore and some Cork musicians as well. They're doing great gigs around the country as well. They're playing the Galway Folk Festival not long after ours. And, you know, having lived in Cork for a long time, they haven't lost that Carrick slang. So they're very much one of ours. The impenetrable accent that just doesn't go away. Then on the Sunday night, the the night that Bellex One are playing, we have Rory de Lester opening the stage. So Rory, I mean, is another name very well known to Tipperary. He's been honing his craft for 20 years and he's at the moment recording new material. So we're very delighted to have him. Eve Whelan, then singer-songwriter from Clonmel, who's had, you know, slots at Other Voices UCC and just is known and loved around town and further afield as well. Eve's actually bringing a full band this time as well, so it'll be her first time debuting with that full outfit. So we're excited to see that development. Eve's played for the last 2 years as well, so it's great to see that progression happening. The Wood of O, then, who are just a fantastic alternative folk band. They're coming back with their haunting vocals.
Yes,
and melodic.
I've heard some of this stuff. It's amazing.
It's so interesting.
Really, yeah.
It's really gorgeous.
Really, really cool.
I love how they just blend genres, but it's a very distinctive sound that they have, kind of rooted in folk, I suppose, but it definitely kind of defies that.
The production
on
the records is absolutely
fantastic. It's absolutely stunning. Mountain Sky Moon, I would encourage anyone listening to check out their EP.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And then closing that off is Shawnee Birmingham. So he's an alternative folk musician as well from Mullinahone. So from the other side of the mountain, coming round to us. And he's Dublin based, but very much a proud Tip man. So he's coming back as well. And it's just, it's fantastic to get that support from the likes of the museum and the credit union and the county council through the arts office to allow us to actually let artists authentically perform their music and not asking them to strip it back.
I think it's great. Are you inundated at this point, though, with people wanting to be part of the festival own?
Tricky. Yeah. We'd love to accommodate way more.
Of course,
But we're just like, most of the time it's just Kate and myself, and then of course the festival's only 2 days long and we kind of only really have three or four slots. So it's tricky because there's so much talent out there, which is you know, a great complaint.
And so much talent in Tipperary itself.
It really
which is.
And I think it's something that maybe nationally isn't very highlighted. Mm. And I think that's part of our mission. You know, like, we want to obviously bring acts like Ye Vagabond, Susan O'Neill, Bellex One to Clonmel so that audiences here don't have to do the travelling to Dublin thing to see great acts.
Yeah.
But it's also a chance to showcase the talent that's here. So, you know, we don't really have a specific venue, for example, that people will know to come and see great music. And there's plenty of independent promoters around doing their best. And I suppose that's our mission here as well, as part of When Next We Meet, is just to promote that local talent, promote the area, get people coming, and for artists then to think of Clonmel and to think of Tipperary when they're, you know, organising their tour of the country and that they might think of coming this
way. That's
great.
Of course, artists yourselves, but you're deciding to take that hat off.
Yes.
You won't be performing yourselves. So.
No. We were mad enough to do that in the first year.
Right.
Owen's music is under the name Vale, V-A-L-E.
Yes.
I would advise you check it out as well. And I play as part of the band as well. But it was chaos for us to perform.
Yeah, you were trying to manage from the stage, I guess,
stuff.
Owen, were you?
Yeah. Real scary. The gig was actually super fun then in the end because, you know, there was nothing you could do while you were playing.
Yes, I suppose there is.
And it
that
was essentially a live rehearsal because we just had so much to do beforehand. But not this year. And maybe not going forward. We'll just concentrate
other
on
festivals
the other side.
Focus.
Was it an incredible learning curve for you the whole way? Dipping your toe in this business and then it expanding. How difficult? I mean, were you a little naive maybe to begin with? And then you learn everything.
Oh, definitely. I'd say, like, we're probably still naive. We're heading in, we're 6 weeks out now. Probably going, I think it's organised now. But things will always pop up, you know.
Yeah.
That's the nature of the game, is just to be flexible and go with what happens and, you know, be ready to put out fires as they come up. But it was an incredible learning curve, an incredible opportunity. So, like, we started off doing music industry workshops online during COVID, and then there was just kind of a chance meeting in Rahin House with Comida's David Anchel. So just a shout out to them. They're the primary reason that this is able to happen.
Yeah.
You know, ticket sales alone won't cover half the cost. So it was brilliant opportunity that we just kind of grabbed with both hands and ran with. You know, initially there was a mind to do a weekend camping festival, and we're very, very happy now that we chose to launch it in Rahin House to see how that went first.
Mm.
And after year one, we just realised how special it was there.
Yeah, big time.
The size, it was just, you know, you're not queuing. You're just, you arrive, you're there, and you're in the midst of beautiful gardens.
But the atmosphere of that site, in fact, is fantastic, isn't it?
It's amazing, It's really special.
So it really works. Yeah. So what about booking tickets then? Because, I mean, that's really why we're here today. I mean, you want to give people an opportunity to get involved in this.
Absolutely.
Tickets, and it sells out all the time, so people need to get their skates on.
Yeah, we would advise, definitely. Do you know, we had weekend tickets on sale for the last 6 weeks, and just this weekend we put day tickets on sale, and they're absolutely flying out the door. Yeah. So we would advise people to get on that as soon as possible. You can visit our website, whennextwemeet.ie, or if you go to any of our social medias as well, on Facebook, Instagram and X or Twitter, depending on what you're calling it anymore, that will link you to the ticket sales as well. So weekend tickets are €70 plus booking fees, and you get so much out of it, then the Saturday tickets are €35 and Sunday is €45. It's exceptional value. You genuinely won't find prices like that around the country for the number and the amazing acts that you're about to see.
Of course. Make a lovely gift for a music lover in your family as well, needless to say. What about the after party? What's the story? Is that
so? The after party, it's great crack. It's a chance for revelers, I suppose, to stay on. We finished the music at 11 o'clock because obviously we have to be respectful to our fabulous neighbours around the area. But this goes indoors into Raheen House, and DJs just keep it going until I'm assuming there's an official time of 1 a.m.
Yeah.
But
yes,
you know,
but
whatever happens,
it's an Irish 1 a.m.
Exactly.
Is it?
Yeah. It's an Irish 1 a.m.
Well, it's a fantastic festival, and we wish you much success with it. Indeed. What about your own music? Are you recording at the moment, or are you writing, or what?
Yeah, I'm always
in the midst of all of this.
Yeah, I'm recording a bunch of things, and had lots of plans to try and get music out in the first half of this year, but this job is a little bit of a beast.
Yes.
So that plan has had to move down the line a little bit, but always recording and writing stuff. And
it's great. Well, we look forward to hearing that. So once again, if people want to book tickets, Kate?
So head to any of our social media, just look up When Next We Meet, and our website is whennextwemeet.ie.
All right. Lovely to see you both.
Lovely to see you. Thank you so much.
Much success to you as well.
Cheers,
Thank you. We'll take a break. We're back with more in just a moment.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com. Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie. At